This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Planning to roll up millions of little sleeves. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The White House is getting ready for the expected approval early next month for Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids age 5 to 11. The Biden administration plans to fund school and community-based clinics and have the shots available at pediatricians' offices and pharmacies. There's another COVID vaccine mandate, this time in New York City, where Fox's Tanya J. Powers is live.
Dave, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is telling city workers to get the jab or be placed on unpaid leave. It applies to the more than 160,000 municipal employees, including police officers and firefighters. Now, to sweeten the deal, starting today, city workers will get an extra $500 in their paycheck for getting their first shot at a city-run vaccination site. The bonus ends on October 29th, by which point city employees are required to have proof of at least one dose, Dave.
Tanya, nearly 1,900 workers in Washington state have lost their jobs not complying with the vaccine mandate. More than 3 years after 17 high school students and staffers were massacred in Parkland, Florida, Nicholas Cruz plans to plead guilty today.
A strategy to try and save Cruz, now 23, from the death penalty that prosecutors have not taken off the table, meaning the case would still need to go to a jury to make the final decision on the sentencing phase.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Democrats may be closing in on a compromise on their social spending plans. Republicans oppose, but may not be able to block.
The pace is picked up. The desire to get it done is strong.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the price tag may come down to the $2 trillion range. The House committee probing the deadly January Capitol attack has voted to hold Steve Bannon in contempt for not answering questions as the ex-Trump advisor cites executive privilege. A new Quinnipiac poll might encourage former President Trump to seek four more years.
Three out of four Republicans want Donald Trump to run for president in 2024. However, 58% of independents do not want to see Trump mount another presidential bid.
Fox's Sue Guzman. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Alexei Navalny may be stuck in a Russian prison, but the outspoken critic of President Vladimir Putin is being honored by the European Union. Navalny's been awarded its top prize for human rights. This has Russia take the lead in Afghanistan after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal that led to the Taliban takeover.
Russia is worried about instability in Afghanistan and the potential for fallout in former Soviet republics nearby. So it's hosting international talks in Moscow today with Taliban leaders in attendance. The U.S. is not taking part.
Fox's Simon Owen. Facebook may be changing its name as soon as next week.
The Verge cites a source close to the matter who says Facebook will rebrand itself to reflect its focus on building the metaverse. And what is the metaverse? In broad terms, it refers to virtual worlds that are shared and accessed through the Internet. The Verge reports CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to talk about the name change at a company conference on October 28th, but may reveal it sooner. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly before this hour's opening bell. In the baseball playoffs, the Houston Astros beat the Boston Red Sox 9-2 last night to tie the American League Championship Series at two games apiece. The LA Dodgers took game three in the NLCS, beating the Atlanta Braves 6-5. The NBA season got underway last night in Milwaukee, where they unfurled their championship banner.
The champs would pick up where they left off, the Bucks romping the Brooklyn Nets 127-104 on the back of 32 points and 14 rebounds from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis with the double-double, while Steph Curry had a triple-double for the Golden State Warriors.
Curry way outside with a three. Got it!
Call courtesy of TNT. Curry with the three ball there, part of a team-high 21 points for him to go along with 10 assists and 10 rebounds as the Warriors top the L.A. Lakers 121-114.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with a rather pleasant three-day forecast, right? It's going to be beautiful this week.
Yeah, it's a good one. Today's great. Sunny with a high near 76. And tonight we got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy to start. Clear later with a low of 49. Thursday, increasingly cloudy, but a high of 58. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees. And your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Tanya Andrix will be with us from Crossing Healthcare. Stacy Hubbard, new Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Millikan University. Nick, think about going back to further your education? They're recruiting our 17-year-old along with 8,000 other colleges. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Wednesday. One of those, this is the strange, I noticed Stacy's dressed this way too, you know, it's 48 degrees when you leave the house, it's 76 when you go home, and you have no idea how to dress.
This is a story of my life.
And then you throw in, like, the old building here, and it's either going to be 60 degrees or 112, and there's no in between.
That's exactly the right
X factor of not knowing what it's going to be like until you enter the building. And then I got up this morning, and my garage door wouldn't open. These are the little things we're slaves to. I mean, you have no idea how your day starts when you can't get your car out of a garage.
It's not starting good, you know that.
What I'm saying, though, is that little thing on your visor, you know, you really don't put a lot of importance on that until it's not there for you. And then you go, what do I do? So we had a comical scene this morning, you know, 5:45 a.m., speeding down Lost Bridge Road in our 17-year-old's little, I mean, I don't even know what this thing is. It's like a hamster wheel thing. It's got four tires and an engine.
From Rocket League.
I don't know what it is. To get me here to the radio station to do the job. And so we started off. How can you be in a bad mood? Look at the weather outside. Fall to me, right? College football. You start thinking about college campus. You think about, I don't know. It's a magical time. Millikan's beautiful this time of year, too, when the colors start to turn. You get that whole West End thing.
Absolutely gorgeous.
All right. Stacy Hubbard is here, Nick. And Stacy can't possibly be old enough to have a college graduate in 2014 from Millikan University.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that true?
That is a true statement, yes.
All right, I say that more for myself than you because I feel like we're just getting old and
right.
it's amazing
right.
how much time flies
you
by.
You too could have a child that age.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do have one that is being recruited and we got the postcard this week
about I love to hear that.
Making promise, this initiative. But let's introduce you, though, to the audience. You're from Central Illinois, right? I mean, where did you graduate high school?
I graduated from Macon.
Okay.
When it was Macon. Correct.
Before everything consolidated.
Correct.
And then how did you get into higher ed?
You know, it's funny. I was, after I graduated with my bachelor's, I went to, at the time, Sangamon State in Springfield, working on my master's degree, and just so happened to, in my part-time job that I was working while I was going to school, I ran into someone who worked for the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. She was a director there, and she needed folks to hire folks to go out and train colleges and high schools and lenders on financial aid policy. And she hired me I have no idea why, but she hired me, and that was in 1991, and I have been in financial aid ever since.
All right. It is sort of a complex, you know, landmine field, right, for folks when they kind of just see all of it. I mean, it's a little paralyzing.
It is. It's a complex process, and over the years we've tried to streamline and make it easier to navigate, but it is a complex process, and there are tons of funds that are out there for students to access, so our whole goal is to make sure that they understand how to get to those funds.
All right. And so I would say outside of maybe purchasing your home, you know, this is one of the biggest financial investments you're talking about in your life, right?
Absolutely, 100%, and one that pays you back for the remainder of your life.
Or not. You got to be smart
or
about
not.
It. Yes.
Correct.
All right. So you congratulations on the new gig. So you are now the Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Millikan University.
Correct.
You're a dean.
I am.
Does that feel special when you get up every day?
I don't know. It's weird.
Huh? I mean, when you grow up, what's the first dean you run into? The guy from Animal House, right?
Exactly.
You know, and that sort of gave deans a bad name. But I love it. I think that's really cool. So you want to connect folks, and particularly here in Macon County. This Macon Promise Initiative isn't brand new, but I think it's new to a lot of people, meaning that there are a lot of folks that were unaware of it. I know, for a matter of fact, my sister and my niece, who is attending Millikan, they were unaware and were pleasantly surprised to find out that they were going to get a pretty decent discount in tuition because they live here.
Right. We just, last year, of course, in the situation we were in, we just wanted to make sure our goal is to be a resource for this community, 100%. We want the students that are down the street to feel like that they can attend Millikan University. And we had a lot of students who went away to school, and when the pandemic hit, they wanted to come home. We wanted to make sure that they felt welcome to come home and to give them a discounted rate so that they could attend Millikan, you know, very economically.
All right. And so what does that mean in reduction of cost? I mean, I know it's probably all over the place with scholarships and everything else. There's not just one rate card. But what is that discount between paying full boat versus living here in Macon County?
Correct. So our current tuition this year for students outside of Macon County is $38,800 a year. The discounted rate for Macon Promise, if you're in the Macon County area, it's $26,000 a year. So it's a considerable discount. The other thing is it's locked in. So if we have to increase tuition because costs increase,
you're still locked in at the same rate.
Then you're locked in at the same rate for the 4 years that you're at Millikan. And on top of that, you can earn merit scholarships to put toward that. So the Macon Promise students aren't, you know, outside of the loop on being able to earn scholarships as well.
All right, let's talk about eligibility. So any student who's graduating or someone who has graduated, are there age limits on that?
No, yeah. No, not at all. If you have a Macon County address, if you live in Macon County, if you attended or are currently attending high school in Macon County, and we've included Cerro Gordo and Central A&M,
even though they're not technically
because they're local, or if you're attending Richland Community College and want to transfer in. So it's for transfer students as well.
All right, and so you got 75 of those incoming students this year on the Macon Promise, and obviously you'd like that to grow. What is it like out there, you know, in recruitment, you know, being on the other side of this? I've told Nick this on the air. I've been really surprised at just the amount of direct mail that we have received, you know, for our senior. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, you know, the number of pieces from colleges all over the United States of America. I'm sure it's a very competitive field out there. What's it like recruiting people?
It's hugely competitive. It really is. And to try to get your name in front of students, we just have to have several different avenues, from billboards to direct mail. We have recruiters out in the field that are out attending college nights, financial aid nights, college fairs, going to high schools and do individual visits, sitting in the lunchroom when students are at lunch so that they can come over and talk to them if they're interested. We're just doing a myriad of things to try and get our name out. And basically our goal is to get students onto campus. When they get onto campus,
they have to see it with their own
two eyes. They have to see it. They have to see and make sure that it's a place that's a good fit for them academically, you know, socially, geographically. So just trying to get our name out and letting folks know that we're an option in Macon County and outside of Macon County, of course.
I will mention that you can go to millikan.edu/MaconPromise to get all the details about everything we're talking about here today. Is it still a thing, though, where kids here locally feel like they have to go somewhere to get away? I mean, is that still a thing?
Yes, it's very much a thing. Yeah. My daughter did the same thing when she was looking at school. She wanted to go away, and happenstance, she ended up back home for a semester for medical reasons and ended up attending Millikan, getting involved, and stayed and graduated. She just... You know, once she got onto campus, you don't feel like that you're, you know, at home. I mean, you're at home, obviously, because we want you to feel at home on campus. But you don't feel like you're in your own neighborhood. You are on campus. You're in a different environment. You're in the Millikan bubble. We get you involved on campus. And whether you're a commuter coming in or a student that, living on campus, because some of our local students live on campus and have the entire college experience.
Yeah, I bet they can also live at home and
Absolutely.
Save some money, and there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of different options. All right, so you've got a couple of upcoming events. There's a Macon Promise open house on Wednesday, November 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, and that is for students to come in, visit Millikan, listen to information about the institution and about the Macon Promise program, talk to faculty, talk to students, take a tour.
And where do people go? Physically.
Our university center
okay.
on campus, the new university center that
you
we
bet.
Built out from the library.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's amazing. That's an amazing building.
It's an amazing building.
Do they need to RSVP or register?
We would prefer that they do
okay.
To make sure that we have enough things on hand. But if they don't, they can just stop in.
All right, and then there's also a campus visit day on Saturday, November 30th.
Yes, yes. We have several campus visit days throughout the year that include a gamut of things. Again, visiting campus, meeting with faculty, talking with students, taking a complete tour of campus to see all the options on campus. We're a very unique campus. We're small, but we're not a liberal arts institution. We're a small, comprehensive institution. So we've got the professional schools, the Tabor School of
Business. And that's really changed over the years.
It's really yeah. changed over the years. And we have sort of an ethos and a cross-cultural between all of our academic schools. So it's really unique when students get onto campus and hear the collaborative things that happen with students in, sciences and business and that sort of thing. And
nursing. We
absolutely.
Just got done visiting with Drew Early. I saw one of the Springfield Medical Groups offering a $100,000 sign-on bonus for particular types of nurses.
Yes.
There's an incredible amount of lucrative fields to go
Huge.
Into. That Millikan is poised and ready to take advantage of. Now, you can go to millikan.edu/visit if you want to schedule an individual campus
Correct.
Visit. So if
right.
people can't be here on these particular dates,
yes.
you guys welcome, I'm
we
sure,
have visits
all
every
the
day.
Time. Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. So what's the biggest selling point? If you're sitting like, the aluminum siding sales guys used to do in someone's kitchen, talking to us about why we should, go to Millikan, why we should convince our 17, soon-to-be 18-year-old senior to stay here and go to Millikan, what do you tell people?
I think with Millikan, our uniqueness is that we are the small comprehensive. And when James Millikan founded the institution, he had a vision for the practical learning to be alongside of the theoretical and the fine arts. And that is exactly what we are today. And you can experience anything on the campus. So it is a diverse campus academically. Our students are diverse and they get practical learning skills. We have a performance learning ethos that just runs across every major on campus. So students are in their performing their area of interest immediately, whether it's on stage or in an office or in a classroom. We really do prepare students for success all the way around, and our success rate has been and has withstood the test of time. I think the lowest it's been since I've been involved with Millikan since 2004 was maybe 98%. It's been 97% maybe. It's been very high.
All right, so you're looking at, with the Macon Promise, for a four-year degree, $104,000. Which is expensive. I mean, everything is
sure,
today.
Sure.
But it's a manageable thing. When kids are sort of planning out and what they're going to do in life and what the benefits are going to be out of that $104,000 investment, you're saving a significant amount of money by going to Millikan if
Absolutely.
You live right here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are very comparable with this rate. and the scholarships that students can get to apply toward the rate, we're very comparable with any institution nearby.
I just think that, you know, from a parental perspective and from an education perspective, you're not one out of 30,000 unknown names. I mean, you go to these larger campuses, even as good as University of Illinois is, you're just one tiny ant in a whole system. Whereas at Millikan, and Nick, you're a graduate, I'm sure it has more of a family sort of feel, that it's not uncommon to be able to see, the president of the university and they know your name.
Mm-hmm. That when you asked her what the number one thing that stood out to Millikan, I had never asked myself what I got out of it. That was the number one thing. And I could have pointed at the instruction and everything. There were a lot of things, facilities, friends, experience. But it was exactly that. Every teacher knew me and knew my context. And so I had I got the one-on-one instruction. Classes were never too big. And that was the number one thing that stood out. I knew my teachers. They knew my work. They knew my shortcomings, how to fix things I needed to do. It was because it was so small and just the right size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the college experience, but you're not just a number in the middle of a huge population base. So that's fantastic. Well, listen, good luck with this. Anything we can do to help spread the word, because it is a great advantage for the folks here in Macon County to be able to, and I know kids want to run off, then they go off and they fail and they come back and they find a different path. Millikan might be that course. And I know you guys work with Richland Community College, sometimes, it's 2 years at Richland, and then there's some really impressive numbers about what those 2 year kids at Richland then go on to do at Millikan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get a number of students every year from Richland. As a matter of fact, we have staff that are there weekly talking to students.
Yeah,
and we have 2+2 programs, so you can go into Richland with the intent to transfer directly to
Millikan. Right, and their numbers are even more impressive than the already impressive overall numbers, from what I understand.
Right.
So that's just there's lots of options out there for you. And I think that everything we can do to get kids down a path and then to see themselves there. You said visiting campus. I know
Absolutely.
It's so important. We got a lot of kids in District 61. When we started the Ag Academy and we started some of the other, programs, they couldn't envision themselves into something they didn't even know existed, right?
Exactly.
And so how do we get more of those kids on that campus?
Right. And it's funny, the last visit day, the students coming out of the biology session, because we have the academic sessions, and they dissected a strawberry or something. And, they were doing what they may be doing on a very small level. But to see the excitement and to see, hey, I could see myself here in this lab, to continue my education, it's pretty amazing to see, honestly. It's
great stuff. Millikan.edu/Macon Promise. You can check it out. Stacey, we appreciate it.
Thank you
for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today's going to be nice and sunny with a high near 76, and tonight 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy then clear with a low around 49. For Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 58, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:22.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
Yes.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, I'm a little lost here. Reel me back in.
So I looked up on Spotify, Grassroots, or Bluegrass.
Yeah.
This is the cover image of their whole playlist by a guy named Billy Strings. And so I was like, let's see if this is a guy representing this genre.
I like it. I don't think his name's really Billy Strings.
It'd be cool if it was.
Like Joe Strummer wasn't the drummer in The Clash. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Yeah, we got the bluegrass thing because we somehow got into an Alison Krauss thing.
Yeah, oh, I just mentioned Decatur was represented over at the ABM.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember how that started. How many versions are there of I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow, do you believe?
Oh, if you're a bluegrass, there's hundreds. I bet there's hundreds.
You think there's hundreds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because it was like a unicorn. It broke through into the public conscious. And if you're playing any music that's sort of like that, you're doing it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
There is a Johnny Cash version that I would really like to hear.
Oh, I'll find it.
According to a basic search.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll find it and see if play it for you. Also, I wanted to mention, over at the Abraham Lincoln Museum, they have traveling artifacts, and this time it has the orphaned cufflink from when he was assassinated. The cufflinks were split apart, and they...
When who was assassinated?
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, yes. I thought we were still on the whole media exhibit thing. That's all right. No, my bad. I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Yeah, so they have one of those, and they also have this book that was an unauthorized a biography that was written ahead of his campaign. And somebody wrote that his interaction with Stephen Douglas was really bad. And Abraham Lincoln wrote on this in the margin, you know, this is wholly wrong. This is not what happened. And so the little description mentioned fake news was a thing all the way back in the 1800s.
There you go. There you go.
It's pretty cool stuff.
By the way, the first recording that went unreleased of Man of Constant Sorrow was by a gentleman by the name of Dick Burnett in 1927.
Oh, really?
But it was unreleased.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Recorded by Columbia Records.
Wow. I would have honestly thought that was a song that was kind of hatched for the movie. I didn't realize that it was an actual... It was so good that I thought it was like Hollywood produced.
No. I mean, this goes back to 1927.
Wow.
And then even the Stanley Brothers in 1950. Evidently, Bob Dylan has a recorded version of the song. Ginger Baker. And then the... Soggy Bottom Boys, which was the one used in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which really kind of caused the resurgence. But there's a whole host of... Rod Stewart did a version. Dwight Yoakam did a version of it. Right?
Yeah, everybody's done it, I think.
So there's been a little bit of a lot of it. It would be interesting... I think we could do this with songs. I mean, I think if we were creative enough and put enough energy into it, you could almost do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like dedicate every day of the week to different versions of famous
a single song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely do that. And you would have months. You'd be able to do that without overlap.
I think you could do it maybe unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look at some of the other people who have, you know, most of these people are in a world that I'm not familiar with. Waylon Jennings did a 1966 cover version of it. Peter Paul and Mary did it.
Alison Krauss has a version on here just to keep it tied together.
Who does?
Alison Krauss.
I'm not seeing that.
It was in my Spotify playlist.
Yeah,
with,
I'm looking
Union Station.
Okay, I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page of the song itself, and they have all of the other versions of it, and I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, interesting.
Hmm. Oh, wait, there we go. There we go. At a Crossroads Guitar Festival with Ron Block and live with Alison Krauss. You're right. So a lot of them. And I would venture to say I haven't heard any of them ever.
Probably not.
Doesn't it kind of make you angry when there are like other worlds that you just don't know?
Happens to me all the time.
And it makes me curious. Mm-hmm. And then I get angry at myself for not knowing.
Yep.
Seems like an unfair self-criticism, but there you have it. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center is pleased to welcome the Dallas Brass, featuring the Millikan Symphonic Wind Ensemble on Sunday, October 24th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be $25 to $35 or free with a Millikan student ID. The Dallas Brass has become one of America's foremost musical ensembles. The group has established a unique blend of traditional brass instruments with a full complement of drums and percussion, which creates a performing entity of extraordinary musical depth and breadth. The Dallas Brass repertoire includes classical masterpieces, Dixieland, swing, Broadway, Hollywood, and patriotic music for the entire family. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's hopeful that the state's indoor mask mandate can be lifted in time for the holidays. The COVID situation is improving in Illinois. According to the latest daily data, there are 2,071 new cases and 21 additional deaths. As of Monday night, there were about 1,400 Illinois COVID patients in the hospital. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With approval expected in about 2 weeks, the White House plan to get kids 5 to 11 vaccinated for coronavirus involves getting the smaller doses to pharmacies, doctor's offices, and school and local clinics.
We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 through 11. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients. The Senate votes today on advancing voting rights legislation. It's expected to be blocked by Republicans.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is hopeful at least 10 Republicans will help break a filibuster.
This bill is a compromise, but a good one.
The legislation sets minimum early voting requirements, prohibits political gerrymandering, and sets new campaign finance rules.
There's no basis for that.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls it a federal takeover of how states run elections.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
A.
Here is Nick Smith with a rather pleasant three-day forecast.
Yeah, today's going to be sunny with a high of 76. And tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 49. For Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 58, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
And Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is just the live version of the other band.
This is actually Alison Krauss with Union Station. Johnny Cash is not on YouTube. It's not on Spotify. I've got to figure out where that could be.
This sounds like the same singer, though, doesn't it?
I don't think so. I mean, there's not a whole lot of variation on this theme here.
Come on now. Are you being judgmental?
A little bit. I was kind of excited to hear Alison Krauss's take, so I might have to...
I thought you said this was Alison.
This is her, but when does she get to come on?
I don't know, buddy. I'm not in control of this part of the show.
I don't think we're going to ride this for three more minutes.
This is your second broken drumstick of the morning.
I think they buried the lead on this one.
Yeah, if she's just one of the background vocals, I don't think it's offering much.
She's on the cover of the album and is the first name listed.
Well, maybe she's doing the other stuff on the album and not this. I don't even know how we got into bluegrass this morning. I think it's my sorrow over my garage door and my email.
Yeah.
It's about heartache this morning.
I do love John Turturro.
Oh, he's brilliant. I'd forgotten his sister played Janice Soprano on The Sopranos.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a good actress in that.
Yeah.
She's so hateable.
Yes. Well, everyone is mm-hmm. on that show. All right. However we got to it, we got into bluegrass somehow. And I think it was all your trip over to the Abraham Lincoln Museum and their music and radio exhibit that's going on. When is that? Is that there for the rest of the year?
It is there through, I want to say, either December 20th or January 20th. I have it written down for you.
Okay.
And I also got the contact of who to specifically call about maybe using that radio station over there.
Yeah. It's just a...
I know, it's a whole thing. It's early.
It's early, and it's like, okay, you know, I've done the show from Springfield on occasion. It's just a long haul at 5 a.m. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Lindsay chastising both of us.
I'm feeling it. I feel my wrist just vibrating off.
Good Lord, you two. Allison Krauss is a renowned world-class fiddle player. She is playing the fiddle on that.
Oh, well, I know that she can play she's an amazing vocalist, too. So
in all fairness, now, and Lindsay, you might be, you know, playing yourself as a world authority on bluegrass music, and we would never know because we don't know anything about bluegrass music. We said that up front.
Yeah, I know nothing.
And if you're going to bill an Allison Krauss credit, most people are going to think vocals, not fiddle.
Yeah. I mean, she's literally on the cover image.
Well, so would the fiddler, but would be.
Holding a microphone, with her mouth up to the microphone.
Okay. Dick Burnett, the guy who originally first published the song, was a partially blind fiddler from Kentucky. Do these stereotypes just write themselves?
It sounds right down the fairway on that one.
Except Dick wouldn't know what a fairway was.
The yard.
Yes. Where you make the moonshine.
By the crick.
Uh-huh.
Different time. Different place.
You just know they're going to be a crowder, though. I mean, you know, it's... All right. I like the song. I've enjoyed the bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I'd like a different sounding version. Can we find Bob Dylan or Rod Stewart's version of this?
Well...
Even Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah, that song sounded like a straight-up cover.
That guy sounded like the same guy.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can find. I don't have high hopes.
Why not?
Because when I did the search, I got... I think those songs exist, but I don't think they've been packaged in a way that they're just readily available.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Okay. Well, give it a little rundown.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Do they have like a Sirius or XM channel?
Yeah, I need to bring my login. Is there
one
dedicated?
It's like 72 or something.
Man, I picked the cover artist for Bluegrass, and we didn't get something we liked either. So, I don't know what to do here. I don't have the knowledge.
There's even a version of the song called Girl of Constant Sorrow by Joan Baez.
I did. I almost played that one.
No, let's not go for that.
It was the only name I recognized. So I was like, let's see what she's up to.
Yeah. There's a lot of Roscoes. You know, like the names even fit.
Mm-hmm.
69 Rod Stewart cover or Waylon Jennings. I don't want Peter, Paul, and Mary because they annoy me. Anyway, maybe Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, I just cracked open a treasure chest right here.
You did?
David Allan Coe.
David Allan Coe.
Stanley Brothers. I found Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here we are with only two opportunities left to play it.
Jerry Garcia.
No.
We'll go with Bob Dylan.
No, I Dwight Yoakam, too. Or...
Oh, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I found the trove.
Can I hear, then go ahead and play a little of the Rod Stewart for me.
Okay.
Nick and I are celebrating bluegrass music.
Okay, here's Rod Stewart.
And our complete and utter ignorance of the entire subject matter. Mm-hmm.
constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I say goodbye to Colorado, where I was born and probably raised. Your mother says I'm a stranger. My face you'll never see no more. But there's one promise, darling. I see you on God's golden shore.
All right. You know, if Rod Stewart just makes everything sound like Rod Stewart, it's not his fault. He's Rod Stewart.
Right. I don't like anything about that except for one very specific thing, and that is the fact that if you're at a Rod Stewart concert, And you start to figure out the words. You're like, hey, I know this song. I know that. That's the only thing I like about it, is that you would discover something that you didn't expect.
All right. It's off his original solo debut album, An Old Raincoat Won't Ever Let You Down. Hard to believe it only peaked at 139 on the Billboard 200. That album also has Handbags and Glad Rags and Street Fighting Man, which is actually, those are pretty decent songs.
Man, I didn't understand any of the things you just said. I didn't recognize any of that. And 139 seems a little high. That song was not good.
Okay. Don't be so judgmental.
I like Rod Stewart, all right, but
he just took a song and made it a Rod Stewart song.
He did. He's like, you want a red fence? I'm going with tie-dye.
And that's Rod. Ronnie Wood on guitar, you know,
because
that was his band, The Faces, before he started his solo career. So that's everything you want. Tanya Andrews is standing by. We'll get her take on bluegrass music. Not really. We'll get some good, honest medical advice and talk a little about mental health. Man, we're struggling out there. A lot of it. Seeing it in downtown Decatur every single morning. Don't you feel like more and more?
Yeah, I see quite a bit of it.
And what can we do about it? We'll do that on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University believes in the promise of Macon County students. That's why we've made our own Macon promise to you by giving a reduced tuition rate for all new Macon County students. This reduced rate is guaranteed for up to 4 years, relieving the stress of uncertainty about college costs. Students are also eligible for additional scholarships and financial aid. We're here for Macon County. We promise. Learn more about the reduced annual tuition rate for new Macon County students at millikan.edu/Macon Promise.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Powered up with Sloan's.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, the misery I go through, never knowing what to do. Oh, the pain of loving you, you just can't stand.
This doesn't even sound like the song. Not the same lyrics.
It's not. It's bluegrass, though.
Christ, Nick, I thought we had a theme going here.
It's bluegrass. and I had to dip. This is a nod to Tanya. Tanya. Jeez.
That's like six drumsticks this morning.
I don't have any sticks left. I'm playing with my knuckles.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here. Yes, it's Dolly Parton. That much I get. I just thought we had a whole other thing going on. You threw me a curveball there. It's been a morning full of curveballs. You know, that's okay. It keeps you on your toes.
Her first pitches, actually, is what I've been throwing.
A lot of them in the dirt.
Way out there on the outside.
Like a Carl Lewis special.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. Tanya Andrews joins us from Crossing Healthcare on a bumpy but good Wednesday morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and I have just enjoyed listening to the two of you all morning.
Okay, well,
you've got me smiling.
Okay, listen, I'm happy to hear that because I'm not quite sure what to think about it. All right, listen, things are getting a little better in the community. I don't want to say that, which means there's not still danger out there, because there is, but hospitalizations, I believe yesterday were down to 9, you know, which was in double digits, you know, not only a week, 10 days ago. Cases are seem to be leveling off, positive cases. And I know there's been a lot of testing because of allergies and some of the things we talked about last week. What's the state of the state right now as far as Macon County is concerned?
So the positivity rate is coming down, and you are correct. All of the indicators are headed in the absolute right direction. And this is good news. And I think that it's certainly, I think we've all learned to just be cautiously optimistic. And, you know, my nature is optimistic anyway. And so I'm seeing the trends headed in the right direction. We got word from the state of Illinois to be prepared to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11 immediately after the approval, which is expected to come November 3rd. And so we're, you know, that gets us a whole nother population to be able to vaccinate, which again raises the percentages in the community and moves us more towards, you know, that herd immunity goal, which I think that we all, you know, want to see.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And what, where are we right now as far as boosters are concerned and eligibility and all of that? I know everybody's trying to do the math backwards in their heads, like when they got their vaccine and how many months ago, and are we at 6 months yet, and what age groups, and what who's eligible?
It's really confusing, and right now the eligibility still does not include broadly Moderna and Johnson & Johnson as of yet. However, we do expect that guidance to come out late today, and then the state of Illinois will weigh in. And so I expect as early as the end of this week, but certainly the beginning of next, we will be able to offer boosters to Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer age 18 and up for most people. And so that's a stay tuned. I could go over the current guidelines right now, which is just for Pfizer. However, I do expect that that will change by the end of the business day today.
All right. Well, okay, great news. Keep us posted on that. And then what about mixing and matching?
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. And so they've been doing a lot of studies on, you know, whether or not you can mix and match vaccines. And for lots of different reasons, I think this is important. For example, my own mid-20-year-old daughter received a Johnson & Johnson before the information came out that gave caution to women age 30 and older for this vaccine. And so I don't want her now to get the booster of Johnson & Johnson, but I do want her to have that protection. And so this gives us the option to choose either Pfizer or Moderna. And so this is a really positive thing. It also is good if the type of vaccine that you have perhaps might not be immediately available in your area and you still want to get a booster. They've shown that the mix and match is equally effective and in many cases positive. For example, there's some solid evidence that if you received your first dose as Johnson & Johnson, a Moderna booster is very, very positive second choice for you. And so, again, all good news, all confusing, and all requiring a lot more tracking. And so on the vaccine provider side, this is complicated, certainly doable, but we're getting final guidance on this, again, expected this week. And you will be seeing information being pushed out from folks like Crossing and the health department and other folks who are doing vaccines next week to really clarify boosters once we get the final word.
All right. Well, listen, if we need to have you on more than once next week, let us know when all this information comes out.
Absolutely.
All right, Tanya, have a great day. We appreciate you as always. Tanya Andrews, one of the best people you'll meet in the whole wide world. Smart, too. All right. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is coming up on October 30th. And I just learned yesterday, we know the bands that are being inducted.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned yesterday who's actually presenting the bands.
They can announce them now? As I heard Dave Grohl, he wouldn't reveal it yet until they officially announced it.
Yeah, pretty big for them. Pretty damn big for them.
Ooh.
Okay? Because this matters. I mean, this is like, you know, when you're asked to introduce somebody, when they specifically ask you, you take that as like a real honor, and you take that seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bon Jovi asked Howard Stern to do it, and he...
That just sort of ruined the whole thing.
No, it was a big... It was like an honor that he couldn't... He talked about it being such a big deal to him. I'm guessing I think I know who Dave Grohl picked. I have an idea.
I don't know how this all gets... I mean, I don't know how the process works for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know? I mean, I'm assuming the band or the entertainer dictates this conversation with who they want to...
That is how it works. They run it by the Hall of Fame.
Of course they do, because they got to be that gigantic.
And then the Hall of Fame, it has the control to reveal it. That's part of the.
They're like a condo association.
Right.
Don't get me started. We'll stick with the names on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 76, and tonight 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and clear with a low around 49. For Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 58, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:51.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
Add curb appeal with a new ThermaTru entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTru doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I've seen trouble all my days. I'll say goodbye to Colorado, where I was born and partly raised.
It is amazing how they all put their own thumbprint on it and sound exactly like you would expect it to, right?
Oh, yeah. I expected it to sound like this.
The difference is Bob Dylan actually knew where Colorado was. I'm sure Rod Stewart had no idea.
Probably right.
All right. So the announcements of who's presenting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions announced yesterday, and a pretty impressive list. There are 3 actresses, which I thought 2 of them make a lot of sense. But evidently, Drew Barrymore is going to introduce the Go-Go's, which somehow just makes sense in my mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's of that time, yeah.
Angela Bassett is going to introduce Tina Turner because she played Tina Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do With.
That's a good one.
That makes a lot of sense, right?
Yep.
And Jennifer Hudson, along with Taylor Swift, we'll be inducting Carole King into, you know, Carole King is as famous a writer of music as a performer, right?
Right.
Dr. Dre is going to induct LL Cool J. That seems in reverse to me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But the by far and away winner of the announcements.
Can I guess?
Now, you've had like 5 minutes to look this up.
I swear to you, I didn't. It's just a guess based on context, okay? I'm going to guess. For the Foo Fighters, is it McCartney?
It is Paul McCartney.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Paul McCartney will be introducing the Foo Fighters. And by the way, there will be several people performing Turner songs, including Mickey Guyton, Brian Adams, her, and Christina Aguilera.
Oh, cool.
And the best part of the entire night, and this happens every year, that there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and it's generally recorded for like HBO. Mm-hmm. Like you won't see it live on October 30th, but it's sometime in the future. After that, they have a recording of the ceremony to watch. And I love it.
I do too.
It's the jam session at the end of the night where they all play. And to this day, one of my all-time favorite songs, and you can get it on Amazon Music, is the performance of While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Tom Petty and Prince and Jeff Beck. It is amazing.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I love that.
Jeff Beck and Tom Petty share the vocals, and Prince does the lead guitar on that, the Clapton role.
Right.
It is fantastic.
Wow.
Now, I don't know, when you think about, like, the people, I don't know how you put the Go-Go's on stage with Carole King. And Tina Turner won't be there, clearly, to perform. She's sort of retired from public life completely. I guess the Foo Fighters and LL Cool J. That's an interesting stage. I don't know what you make out of that.
It's pretty cool.
But John Lennon once said, give me a tuba and I'll give you something interesting.
We're making plans.
And I don't know why I wanted to do that in the Jack Nicholson voice. Oh, it was in The Departed, right?
Right. Yeah, we're making plans to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really? Like,
probably within the next month or two. Before snow.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant the actual night. You mean the museum itself.
I don't think that could work out.
No. But
I'll look and see if that's even a possibility.
I doubt it. You can't imagine it's a huge, because they're doing it in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
At the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So that's where, do the Browns play there or the?
That would be.
It wouldn't be a baseball stadium at the end of October in Cleveland.
I don't know who plays there because they play in the Quicken Arena. This is the basketball.
Are you sure? That's what it's still called? That stuff changes.
Oh, the team did get sold, so I don't know I don't know. Interesting. I generally know all the major pro.
It's the home of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, so they sold the naming rights.
Yeah. And secondary arena for the Cleveland State Vikings men and women's basketball team. So it's a big room then.
Yeah, so maybe it's possible. Do it right.
I would think that's probably a fairly expensive, hard-to-get ticket.
You're probably right, but in COVID, who knows? I would. This is the one time where I would do nosebleeds, and I would try to just be away from everybody. I just want to be in the room kind of thing.
I think I'd rather watch it on HBO later.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
You're probably right.
You know, that's one of those things where it sounds cool, but when you got the flight delay and you're stuck in downtown Cleveland now, yeah, this would be much better a month from now.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
sound good at all. On HBO.
You broke that one down pretty quick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could be of service. Yeah, I just saved you money.
I still want to just go to the museum.
And heartache. Me too. Yeah. I've never been, but it is a place that I would absolutely love to go.
Yeah, I think we'll probably go pretty quick.
And then whatever they call the EMP in Seattle, there's a new name for that. The building itself is worth seeing just to the designs that Frank Gehry, I mean, it is beautiful. But inside with the Hendrix and the
Nirvana
and Kurt Cobain and all the traveling stuff. It's really good. And I'm assuming the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would be like that on steroids.
Oh, it have to be.
Or heroin.
Or anything.
Steroids didn't seem to make sense.
Not a whole lot of that in that industry.
All right. I promise you, no more bluegrass music. We'll start with something fresh tomorrow. Maybe all the William Shatner covers over the years. I did read some more about him and Sulu's ongoing riff. Sulu's being a little mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
George Takei, is that his name?
Yep, Takei.
Takei?
Yep.
He's still bitter. It's a long time to be bitter. And it seems very Hollywoodish bitter, which is like bitter over nothing. We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great day.
No matter where you are,
We're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Monday, October 18th, there have been 30 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases to 15,395 since the start of the pandemic locally. There are currently 9 hospitalizations. A group of Senate Republican legislators say a law requiring parents to be notified before the...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.